Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Buy.com, the internet superstore, where you'll always find the latest and greatest brands at prices you can afford. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/buy. Now, before we get started, do you want to say, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com, and follow us on Twitter, @otrwesterns. Now, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, January 12th, 1954, and the title is Sniffer Smith. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid and the story of Sniffer Smith. A strange, silent man was Jebediah Smith. For some years, back in the 1870s, he hung around the western town of Mountainville, working well enough at odd jobs. Then, he fell in with Barr Morse, who had nefarious ideas and who needed a partner. And so it is, as our story opens, we find Jeb and Barr crouched alongside the stage road, right where the wooden bridge crosses over White Pebble Creek.
By thunder, but it's cold up here, Bar.
It sure ain't hot.
Man's taking his life right in his hands to get chilled this way.
Oh, you can stand it, Jeb. Stage will be along any minute now. Soon as we get our hands on that box of gold, you'll forget all about being cold.
Who's riding the stage today?
It'll be just the driver and the shotgun messenger. I know this is your first holdup, Jeb, but don't get rattled.
Oh, I won't. I want to make some money. And if I see either one of them hombres go for their guns, I'm going to let them have it.
That's the stuff. Here she comes. Get your mask ready, Jeb. And
what's the matter?
I got to sneeze.
Hey, you blame fool. Don't you know enough to turn your head away?
Hey,
look out, I tell you now. You've gone and sprayed me with a lot of them there microbes.
Don't make such a fuss. No wonder they call you Sniffer.
Sneezing all over a feller.
Get that mask going quick. All right, draw your gun.
Hold it, driver.
Ooh. Oh.
Throw down that box.
You coyote, I'll throw down this gun and I'll...
That fixes a shotgun, messenger. You, driver, throw down that box or you'll get the same.
Oh, all right, take it easy. There's the box.
Go pick it up, yeah.
All right.
Look out, Jeb, he's drawing on you.
Get up!
Fuzzy driver, I'll get you for that.
Oh, get
out. I winged him. Don't know how much. Hey, Jeb.
I'm hit.
Watch it, you're backing right off this bridge, Jeb. At least you landed feet first. Come on. Wait a short.
I gotta get to a doctor. Gotta get to a doctor quick.
Wait a minute.
Quick.
Let me take a look at that wound. That ain't too bad, Jeb. I can patch that up myself. You don't need a doctor.
It ain't the wound, you confounded fool. I got my feet wet, and that there is deadly. I'm riding into Doc Train's house just as fast as I can get there.
Stage is not due in quite yet, Pancho. So we will stop and pay our respects to Dr. Train.
See, Cisco, and we tell Dr. Train we pick up the gold from the stage and carry it over the mountain.
Pancho, we will tell him nothing of the kind.
No?
We will tell no one we are picking up that gold from Senor Logan, the driver.
Make good things to talk about, Cisco.
There's enough else to talk about, amigo. Dr. Train is a fine man, but the fewer people who know we are picking up that gold, the less chance there is of our being held up. Here we are at the doctor's house. Ho there, ho.
Ho, look, ho, now, ho, ho, ho down.
You must learn to talk and will not to talk, Chico.
Excuse you, folks. Pancho, not say a word about the gold, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho.
Well, well. By George, Cisco and Pancho. I'm mighty glad to see you.
Buenos dias, señor doctor.
Buenos dias, señor doctor.
Come right in, both of you.
Gracias.
Gracias, gracias.
It's been a couple of years since you were last here in Mountainville, hasn't it, boys?
Oh, just about 2 years, I would say, doctor.
And then you were running down a couple of bandits. That's why you're here now? After more bandits?
No. Banditos have nothing to do with these visits, doctor. At least, I hope they have not.
And Cisco say not to talk about the gold, Senor Doctor.
Pancho!
Pancho, not talk about the gold.
I take it that you are here for some good reason. None of my business, though. Well, I seem to have a couple of callers. Cisco, suppose you and Pancho step around the other side of that partition. I'll be with you as soon as I can.
See, doctor. Do not hurry on our account. Come on, Pancho.
Yeah, come on, Pancho. Pancho, not talk about the gold. Pancho got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, let us sit down here, Milo.
Doc, I gotta have some pills quick.
Hello, Jeb. What's the matter?
He thinks he's catching the wound.
Well, I might. What with Bar here sneezing right plumb in my face and then getting my feet wet, give me some pills, Doc.
Yeah, you look pretty healthy to me, Jeb.
I tell you, I gotta have some pills, Doc. I'm beginning to feel awful. Listen.
Drastic, Jeb. Drastic. All right, I'll give you some pills. Take along this bottle. Take a pill every hour and then... Say, what's that blood on your sleeve, Jeb?
Nothing, Doc. Nothing. Come on.
Hold on. That looks like a wound. I better see it.
He's all right, Doc. Now quit being so curious. Let's get out of here.
All right, Cisco. Pancho, come on out.
See, doctor.
That's a funny one. I swear it is.
Hombre not scared of a wound, and scared of wet feet. Oh, funny hombre.
We could not help overhearing, doctor. Do you get many patients like that one?
No, that's Jeb Smith. They call him Sniffer. Sort of a hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac?
He's always worrying about his health, Pancho.
Hypochondriac.
Other one's named Bar Morse. He's only been around here a short while. Can't say I care much for that Morse. Pretty shifty sort of fella.
Was that a bullet wound, doctor?
It looked like it. I couldn't tell for sure, though.
Francisco, the stage just turned into the street.
Oh, I see it, Pancho. Well, we'll have to be going now, doctor. We might call in again, however, before we leave the town.
I hope you do, Cisco. You're always welcome. You too, Pancho.
Gracias, doctor.
Gracias, doctor. Cisco, why that hombre so scared of wet feet and not scared of a wound?
Because man is a strange animal, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Some are stranger than others. Come on, let us go meet that stage.
Yeah, a lot of people wait for the stage, Cisco.
See, and among them our old friend, the sheriff.
Pancho not know that the sheriff is Francisco. Pancho thinks he not like us.
Oh, he's all right, amigo. He does not like to think we are mixing into his affairs, that is all.
Stage almost in, Cisco.
Yeah. Be nice to see our friend Senor Logan again, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, what are you two hombres doing around here again, Cisco?
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
What is this, Senor Sheriff? We come back to look at the view, Senor Sheriff. It's a beautiful view from Mountainville, no?
Yeah, but how long...
Do not worry, Sheriff. No. You're not planning to stay here long.
No, I don't mind you being here, Cisco. Just as long as you... By thunder, where's Perkins? He was supposed to be riding shotgun messenger.
What a mess. Your Logan has been badly hurt.
Look out, Cisco. He fall off the driver's seat.
Hey, I'll break his fall if I can. Come on. Someone go for the doctor, quick.
I'm going to get the doctor, Cisco.
Here, right down on the ground, Senor Logan. Easy. There. I support your head.
Yeah, who got you, Logan? Couple of hombres. That bridge. Did he get the gold?
Yeah, gunned down Perkins. I hit one of them. Yeah. The other one got me. Last man.
You'd better not try to talk anymore, Senor Logan. Let us wait for the doctor.
Didn't know if... could bring Stage in.
Well, you did bring the Stage in, senor. You have a great deal of courage.
Two masked men, huh?
Here's the doctor, Chico.
Get back away from him, will you, boy? That's right. That's better. Now I'll have a look at him.
Wish I could have got both of them.
Yeah, I guess the best place for you, Logan, will be in my house. A couple of you boys carry him over there. Handle him gentle now, boys.
All right, Cisco.
Yeah? I want to see you and Poncho a minute. See to your sheriff.
Carry him easy, boys. Carry him easy, huh?
How long you two hombre been in town, Cisco?
Oh, for 10 minutes or so.
Sheriff thinks we hold up the stage, Cisco. We not hold up the stage.
Before we came here, we went to call on Dr. Train.
All right, all right. I was just asking.
Dr. Train... Poncho, those two hombres who came to the doctor's...
Gee, scared of wet feet.
What are you talking about?
Sheriff, let us ride to that bridge. It may be that we'll find a clue there.
Yeah, a clue to what?
To what we are talking about. What do you think I mean?
Now, look. I'm the sheriff of this county. I'll dig up my own clues.
Very well. Then Poncho and I will ride there.
Yeah, well, I'll ride along with you. You're a waste of time.
You're a good sheriff, Sheriff. You not know a clue would come up and bite you, no?
This is a good haul, Jib. Most $10,000 in golden bills.
That ain't important right now, Bar. Put another blanket over me, will you?
What's the matter with you, sniffer? I never saw nobody like you. You ain't sick.
I will be if I don't take every precaution. And put on another blanket.
If I'd known I was going to have to act as nurse to you, I'd never joined up with you. There's your blasted blanket. Fixed up that wound for you. What more do you want?
It ain't the wound that worries me. It's catching cold. If I stay here now, I'll be all right tomorrow, Bar.
Tomorrow? Why, you puny milk sap, we got to be back across the mountain and out of this country by tomorrow. Maybe that sheriff ain't much good, but he sure ain't going to sit back and twiddle his thumbs when he finds out about that killing and robbery. I've been expecting to see him and a posse come riding up the mountain trail any minute.
You won't find this camp.
I don't know why not. Ain't more than a couple of 100 yards above the bridge. Hey, there's 3 riders coming up the trail now.
Hmm?
Get up out of that bunk, Jeb. Hand me them glasses.
3 riders, huh?
Yeah.
Here's the glasses, boss.
I'll have a good look. It's the sheriff. Say, the other two are the Cisco kid and the one that rides with him.
Sure, it's the Cisco kid?
Take a look for yourself.
You're right, it is. Well, we better get out of here, Bar.
Now you're talking. Here's what we'll do, Jib. We'll ride down by the lower pass and give those hombres a couple of shots just to make them leery and hold back. Then we'll ride our horses up the creek so as not to leave any tracks and come out on the rocky ground up above.
Yeah, all right.
Hustle now. Let's get this money stowed away in our saddlebags.
Nearly to the bridge, Cisco?
Hey, just ahead of us, Poncho.
I sure don't know what point there is of riding up here, Cisco. What I'd ought to done is get a posse organized and stand out after them outlaws.
Why'd you come with us then, Jerry?
That's what I'm wondering.
Here's the bridge. Well,
slow down, Loco, slow down.
We may not find any clue here. Again, we may. You never can tell.
Poncho, help Cisco look for the clue.
Well, I ain't going to. I'm just going to keep setting my horse.
Good sheriff, he loves to work.
Sheriff, look here. There are several dark stains on the bridge. They lead to the edge of this bridge.
Let me see.
To the very edge. Poncho, this begins to tie in with those hombres in the darkness.
Hey, somebody's shooting at us.
Do not stand there, sheriff. Quickly, off the bridge and down behind these rocks.
Yeah, Poncho thinks Cisco find a clue, all right. Clue will shoot at us. What do you think, sheriff?
I never put much stock in clues. Yeah, I sure ought to have done what I wanted. Get up a posse and fanned out after them outlaws. Clues don't mean nothing.
Hey, what?
Clues not mean nothing even when they knock off your sombrero, huh, Sheriff?
Madre mia, enough of these talk. We are pinned down by the fire of those hombres. Save your breath, Sheriff. We will have to think and fight our way out of this situation.
But will our friends be able to fight their way out of an almost helpless situation? In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and the story of Sniffer Smith. When Cisco rode to the scene of the stage holdup and murder on the bridge and saw signs indicating that a wounded man had fallen into the water, he at once thought of the conversation he had overheard in the doctor's office. But before he had time to tell his suspicions to Pancho and the sheriff, the two outlaws opened fire from above. Now, sheltered by large boulders.
Done to Cisco. I'm sure going to return that rifle fire.
Fire away all you want to, Senor Sheriff. But between shots, tell me what you know of an hombre named Jeb Smith.
You call him Sniffer.
Jeb Smith? Well, what about him?
You might do well to question him and another hombre named Bar Morris about this holdup.
Sniffer Smith? Well, you're crazy, Cisco. Sniffer Smith ain't got the nerve of a jackrabbit.
What if
I don't know him so well? Well, I don't figure he's got much nerve either. There, coyotes. That'll let you know we're still alive.
Cisco tells you to talk to Sniffer. You better talk to Sniffer, Sheriff.
You sure never would make a detective, Cisco. That's about as far off as you possibly could be.
You not do so well yourself, Sheriff.
Well, I don't make mistakes like that.
Very well then, Sheriff. Pancho and I will go according to what we think is best. Suppose you do likewise.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. As them fellas up there quit shooting, I'm going back to town and get me a posse together. Then I'll ride back up here, pick up that trail, and run them down.
Why'd you bet Cisco get these bomb dealers before you do, Sheriff?
No, I ain't betting, but
you better not bet. You'll lose.
Now, look here.
Stop the arguing. I think those hombres have left now. I'll put my sombrero out on the stick and see.
They not shoot, Cisco.
Oh, they've gone. Come on, Pancho. Hasta la vista, Sheriff, and good luck to you.
There, Jeb. We've been wading our horses in this creek most half a mile. Here's the rocky ground. We'll sure have a tough job picking up our trail now. Yeah, we'll stop here and figure out what we're going to do next. Woo!
While he's a drink of water handy, I'm going to take a couple more of these here pills. Doc said to take one every hour, but I'm going to take two and be on the safe side.
Well, take a dozen for all I care. Just make it fast.
Yeah, I'll take a... Oh, great Scott, no!
What's the matter?
Them pills, I left them back at the camp.
Well, what of it?
What of it? I got to go back and get them, Bar. I got to go right now.
You ain't going back there.
I tell you, I got to. I got to have them.
You blasted fool, don't you know that by this time the sheriff will be at that camp? He'll be waiting for us to come back. Well, you ain't going back.
Then I got to go back to the docks, Bar. You can talk all you want, but I'm going to have some more of them there pills. You think I want to catch pneumonia? Look at me. Oh, I'm shivering already.
Oh, help me.
Oh, well, I am.
All right, I'll go back to the docks with you. Chances are the posse will be out in the hills by now anyway. But this is the last time, understand? The last time.
Well, what have we here, Pancho?
Little camp among the trees, Cisco.
Hey, nobody seems to be around. Oh, devil. Well, have a look at this little camp among the trees, amigo.
Pancho, have a look too, Cisco.
Ah, look here, Pancho.
What there?
Footprints in the dust.
Footprints in the dust?
They're spaced widely. Uh-huh. I would say two hombres came out of that camp and ran for their horses. They're the tracks of the horses.
Pancho thinks Cisco catch the bandidos before that old sheriff turned around twice.
Oh, it's not as easy as that, Chico. Come on, let us go in. Yeah, pot of beans warming up on the stove. See, they left here in quite a hurry.
Why did you over here, Cisco?
What?
Little bottle of pills, no?
See, that is just what it is. Mother and me, Pancho, that might be the bottle of pills Dr. Train gave to that hypochondriac.
The hypochondriac?
The hombre with the wet feet.
Oh, Aren't you think that after the fuss that hombre make to get these pills, he not run away and leave them?
Pancho, you would make a good detective.
Si, si. Pancho, a good detective, Cisco. Hands up, bandido.
You have just given me the answer, Chico. We will let the sheriff ride all over the country with his posse.
What we do then, huh?
We will set a trap for those hombres.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ride as fast as we can to Dr. Trains and wait. I think that is all we will have to do. Just wait.
Whatever. Ho, 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 ho. We get here to the doctor's fast, Cisco.
Hey, Diablo Loco, never fail us, Pancho.
Pancho, think they're the best horses in the whole wide world.
Hey, Pancho, take the horses on back of the house. I'll go in and arrange things with Dr. Train.
Si, Cisco. And then Pancho come in the house, huh? Come, Loco, come, Diablo. Nice horses. Good horses. Go with Pancho. Come on.
Who is it?
The Cisco Kid Doctor. May I come in?
Sure, Cisco.
Doctor, I'm sure we can trap the two bandidos we are after right here in your office.
Well, Cisco, I don't know about that. What makes you think so? Sit down.
No, there's no time for that, Doctor. I am sure that the ones we want will return here to see you in a very few minutes. Will you help me?
Why, certainly, Cisco. It's kind of mysterious to me, but tell me what you want me to do.
We have found evidence in the form of a small bottle of pills. Pills that you gave to the one called Sniffer Smith.
That's right, Cisco. Sniffer's always taking medicine.
I believe he forgot those pills when he and the other hombre left their camp in a hurry. I'm quite sure they will come right to your office so Sniffer can get more of those pills.
Yeah, he might have that, Cisco.
And I want you to allow Pancho and me to hide in your back room.
Sure, Cisco. Yeah, I believe you're right. Being without his medicine is about the worst thing that could happen to Sniffer.
Not the worst thing, Doctor. Something a lot worse than that is going to happen to him, and soon.
Doc's place, Jeb.
Whoa.
Now, this time, you better get enough pills to last you. Get all he's got.
Yeah. I'll get enough.
And if the doc makes one wrong move, I'm going to gun him down.
No, no more killing, boss.
Don't tell me what to do. If the doc acts suspicious, the only thing to do is to kill him. Unless you want him to report it to the sheriff. And I sure don't.
Come in. Well, howdy, boys. Back again, eh, Jim?
Yeah, I'd kind of like some more of them there pills, Doc.
Well, I gave you enough for a week. What'd you do, take them all at once?
No, I...
He lost them out of his pocket somewhere, Doc.
Oh, well, I got a few more around here somewhere. But you don't need pills, Jeb, as much as you need to have that wound of yours looked at. Get that infected and you'll have a time with it.
Well, never mind the wound, Doc. Get them pills.
Well, just a minute here, Var. I'm not used to being ordered around like that.
I said get them pills and be quick about it.
What?
Maybe you'd rather I pull the trigger of this gun.
Easy, Var, easy. Now, we don't need none of that.
Shut up. I'm running this shebang. Come on, Doc. Get a move on.
So that's the way it is, huh? All right. But I'll have to go get the pills out of a jar in my storeroom.
No, you don't. Stop right there. You got yours of pills in here. Dig him out some.
I haven't got that particular kind in here.
Now, the doctor ought to know his business, boss.
All right, I know mine, too. And he ain't going out back there to pass the word to whoever might be there.
Well, then, if you want this kind of pills, you better come along with me.
All right, I'll be right behind you. Get moving.
They're just out here in the next room. They're all ready for you, and...
Hey! You speak truly, Doctor. We are ready for them.
You go get the other hombre, Cisco.
I'll help you, Pancho.
Get your hands up.
Yep. I will take that gun, hombre. Now we can fight on even terms with our...
Feet! Beat the daylight, son of your Cisco.
That remains to be seen, hombre. But I have no intention of letting you do it. What about that holdup, hombre? And the murder?
Don't know a thing about it.
Then we will try to refresh your memory. Like this. And like this.
You get him, Cisco?
Well, he's down, Pancho. Waiting to see if he gets up.
No, I had enough of you, Cisco.
Very well, then I will help you. Now, get back in the next room. Very nicely done, Doctor. Very nicely done.
I didn't do anything, Cisco.
You need the bandidos. It's a nice little trap, Doctor.
Si. Well, you hombres, you may as well confess.
We ain't saying a word.
How about you?
Well, I...
Shut up, Jim. He ain't talking either.
Doctor, is Senor Logan strong enough to identify these two?
I didn't tell you, Cisco, but
Logan died just about 15 minutes ago.
Pons not like to hear this. Senor Logan, our friend.
There is one more black mark against these two coyotes.
Excuse, please. Huh? Pancho, get the snake.
Hey, what in thunder are you doing? Get away from me when you sneeze like that.
Oh, so you will talk. Sneeze again, Pancho.
This is good. Pancho, sneeze again.
Right up close to him.
No. See, a big sneeze. You think I want to be covered with microbes, you blasted fool? Give me something, Doc. Give me
Did you
quick.
Commit those murders, hombre?
Keep your mouth shut, Jim.
I
feel a couple of big sneezes coming on myself, hombre.
No, get away from me. You all crazy?
Did you commit those murders?
No, I
just sneeze again.
Jim, shut up.
I didn't. Barr did. He got a bolt.
Hey, you squealing rat.
On the gold?
It's out in our saddlebag. Get away from me. Don't none of you fools know what microbes are?
I think this closes the case, Doctor. Tie these hombres up, Pancho, and when the sheriff and his posse come back, they will find the killers already in jail.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho sneezed at the right time, huh?
Oh, si, amigo. You sneezed at just exactly the right time.
What Pancho not can figure out is how Cisco knew the hombre would act that way when Pancho sneezed.
Well, I did not know he would. I just took a chance, Pancho, knowing he was a hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac?
Worried about his health.
And Pancho think Pancho's Uncle Jose a hypochondriac, Cisco.
You think your Uncle Jose is a hypochondriac, Pancho?
Oh, si.
Well, is he worried about his health, Chico?
No, he worried about his hand.
About his hand?
Si, and Pancho Uncle Jose hurt his hand.
Oh, that is too bad, Pancho. Tell me, how did he do that?
He get into a fight with a clock.
He did what?
I say he get into a fight with a clock.
Well, I do not understand how anyone can get into a fight with a clock, Pancho.
Pancho, Uncle Jose do. He hit the clock, beep, bang.
Well, just why did he hit the clock, Chico?
Self-defense, Chico.
Self-defense?
See, the clock strike first.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.